The Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Are we actually on, Nicola? Are we on?
We are on. Live. Facebook live.
Do you know what? I do need a break. I'm starting to mess things up. You know, I got a smooth flow of workflow of process. But yesterday I messed up, and I always usually publish our podcast before the main podcast. I didn't do that for some reason, and so hence I forgot the podcast yesterday.
You didn't broadcast our podcast at all, did you?
Well, I've done it now. I have done it. Yes, I did.
Well, our lovely listeners will have the joy of two to listen to today.
Yeah. So that's out there, the video and the thing. You can see that there. And I'll just tweet about it again. It'll confuse people, but I'll tweet that one there because.
And then we can talk about Bitcoin and lose all our listeners.
Yeah, well, listen, Bitcoin, again, we keep saying it's a bubble, and every time we say it's a bubble, it goes up further. So it's now broke $14,000. Oh, no. It's gone up $2,000 in 24 hours. That's nuts, considering it was only less than $1,000 per Bitcoin start of the year. It's done $2,000 in the last 24 hours. This is insane. This is insane, isn't it? And I think I realise how your mindset can change. I realise when we say it's a bubble, it'll burst, and then it keeps going up. And even my head is changing now. I think, no, in fact, it's going to the moon. And when everyone starts to feel like it's going to the moon, that's when it starts to burst. But why is it rising? I saw that this weekend they are launching futures trades on Bitcoin, on exchanges.
So No, that won't be enough. And not only that, but the futures are going to be cash settled. So if you buy some Bitcoin futures and they're not going to deliver you futures, Bitcoins at the end of your futures contract, they're just going to pay you the cash that it's worth or not, or you're going to pay them. One of the reasons why people have dissed Bitcoin is scaling. They don't think it can speed up or be fast enough to be used as a payment system. And it had a lot of problems. And by limiting the block size, you made it slow and et cetera, et cetera. So all of the hard forks and stuff that you hear about and SegWit, they were all going to be solutions for the scaling problem for Bitcoin. Well, a network called Lightning came up with a solution that where Bitcoin can be used for payment on their network, and they've just released the protocol so everybody, all the developers individually, because it's all decentralized, can test it and make it work themselves and give feedback. So that's a really big deal because it means that Bitcoin really can be not just something you buy because it's going up in value, but a method of payment. It took off last night. But it's not perfect. I think it's a step in the right direction. A lot of the old hardcore people don't like this Lightning thing because it's a network, and so it has nodes. And so if the government want to step in and stop it or monitor Bitcoin, they can. Via these nodes. So if you're confined to always transacting on this network, it can be shut down, basically. So, it's not ideal, but it's definitely a big step in the right direction.
Yeah. So I'm looking right now. Bitcoin price is $14,998.98. So listen, $1.02 away from 15,000.
Yeah, you're looking at quit. So for some reason, Bitfinex, I'm looking at Bitfinex prices, that's what we've got on our screen. They're about 600 lower than everybody else's. So let's go to Bitstamp, who have different prices, and see where they are. But yeah, I don't see anything stopping us between here and 18,000. Maybe a wobble at 16,000, but I think we're going to 18,000 next.
Lovely.
So yeah.
18,000, wow, that's the moon, isn't it, next after that? Right, let's go with chats today, suggested by, right, Advanced Oncotherapy has done a deal in which it's a Chinese deal with one of their light machines, and it's sort of, it's like $13,000, it's an investment for a Chinese company. It's looking good, actually. It's a bit of a turnaround here, but there's some conditions on it. So AVO, do you know what, Alan Green kept coming on the podcast and talking these when they were going all the way down, kept going down and down and down, but they have bounced spectacularly from the lows here. Well, what do you reckon, Nick?
spectacularly. They've reversed the trend. I reckon it's an inverted head and shoulders pattern. I reckon there was a really good neckline down here around 44, and we've just blown through it today. And so I'm really watching this close carefully. I don't want it to be one of those rallies that spikes up and then doesn't hold on, but for me, I think it looks excellent. So the level that I want to see it really close above is 48.63. this week. So if it just dips below today, at the end of the week, I want it to see it above 48.63. If it does, it should continue higher to 73, between 73 and 76 next. But my actual target for this one is 110.
Oh, nice. Right. lovely. Okay, let's go on to the next one, which is Jubilee Platinum. And I'm sorry, I apologise. It was requested on Facebook a few days ago. I just missed the message there. The better way to message me, either on Vox or on Twitter. I'll see it then. Or just type it here below the video right now while we're chatting, and we'll get to it. But other than that, I generally don't see it. I won't see it if you do my LinkedIn. Like Nicholas said, there are so many better ways to connect with me than LinkedIn.
You'll get a better response if you throw a brick through my window than if you try and contact me on LinkedIn.
I'm more likely to see it if you actually type it on a little bit of paper, put it into a paper airplane, and throw it past my living room window. I'm more likely to see your message than if I see it on LinkedIn. So Jubilee Platinum, JLP, what do you reckon?
So Jubilee Platinum, if I look at the last swing lower in this stock, the last big sort of consecutive swing lower, that starts in about February 2013. And where we rallied to at the start of this year was 50% of that. And I have a little bit of a problem with Jubilee Platinum. And the problem is that the rally from the 2014 low has been two equal swings. So if I measure, if I'm just going to use a quick trend line to show you. So from that first low in 2014 to the high that we made in 2015, the second leg was equal. When you see two equal swings like this, it usually means it's corrective. And that means that now in Jubilee Platinum, we need two equal swings lower. So if this first one, if we measure this one and then we put that on the high, it means that we're probably, I hate to say this, we're probably going to drop a little bit further before we go higher. And potentially back to around 2.5.
You said that like it was a death in the family.
I know. Sure. Well, that's okay. We're at 3.65. That's like a 30% drop.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Sorry. I know it's a little bit bullish today, and it looks like we're hanging on to those lows from July. And you know what? If we do hold on to those lows from July and rally from here, I'm wrong. But if we don't and we close back below 3.5, I think that there's a risk that we continue to 2.5. So just watch out and see if we can hold on. And if it closes below 3.4, 3.45, I would get out and buy it lower.
Yeah, lovely. Okay. And the next one up today is Milestone Group, MSG. They've rallied of late because they've been linked to Block. In fact, they're not one of these Johnny-come-latelys.
Are they really linked to blockchain?
Well, no, they are, because they came on the podcast about a year, about 6-7 months ago, talking about blockchain. This was before Johnny-come-latelys of late. I mean, lots of AIM companies of late now have been talking about blockchain just in the last couple of weeks, because Bitcoin is rallying like crazy. Yeah, they've been mentioning it for a while, but they've rallied strongly off the back there. They've come back a bit. What do you reckon?
I think it's in a lovely uptrend. It's broken out, and it's in a lovely uptrend. But the pullbacks are fierce, and it's climbing the stairs, if you like, of the Fibonacci levels. So 0.69 was a big deal level, and we've got really good support at 0.47, not just Fibonacci support, but you can see back from 2016, it's a bit of a pivot level. So I'm looking for support around 0.47, and then continue higher for the next leg to 0.87, and then potentially 1.06.
Excellent.
This one, be patient before you buy it. You know, it got really quite overbought, and it just might need a little bit of time before it balances out and turns higher again. But yeah, I like it. It looks good. It is a pullback in an uptrend.
Lovely. All right. And the next is YOLO Leisure and Entertainment. They've sold a bit of their investment in Magic Media today, so a bit more cash there. When Magic Media's raised money. So YOLO. Oh, by the way, we're YOLO. Also, go on, go for it.
Okay, so YOLO, you know, YOLO's stuck in a high, it's trying to put in a higher low and a double bottom at 0.46. And then it keeps trying to get past this 200-day moving average. Last week, we zoomed above it and closed above it. And I thought, oh, this is really good. If we can hold support on this retest on a pullback, we'll keep going higher. We've actually dropped a bit lower than that. But point to 0.5 and the other daily moving averages, I think there's a good chance that it can turn higher. But really, the confirmation for me is going to be above 0.67. I think buy it small and buy more if it gets above 0.67. My first target for this one, YOLO, is 1.25 still.
Okay, I see. What do you say?
1.25 target.
Okay, cool. All right, and we'll just one more thing. We covered rising today. We did cover two of the stocks that are very popular at the moment. It's Tertiary Minerals and Vallourec. But look at Vallourec today. It's have a nice bounce. VAL. It's VAL. Hello, Val. You're right, Val.
Hello, Val.
I posted a couple of notes on this yesterday. Now, I just think this is a company, sub 5 million market cap, even after this raise today, 28% up. The volume's up as well. But this is a company with two assets in oncology, in cancer, lung cancer, prostate cancer. Now, they're releasing data readouts on phase two, both of these products, by before the end of the year. And if you look back at some of their previous notes, it's been very good readouts previously. Now, they are preliminary results, but they look very positive. And they've got convertible loan notes clearing. They've just raised to sort of 1.5 million. And they're sub 5 million. I mean, you name another company out there, right, in the world of oncology, going to phase three on two assets that are below 5 million market cap. I just think this is a bonkers valuation. I really do. And that's why I've taken this. And I think if these convertible loan notes clear, it's happened before on several other companies. Once they clear, you know, they tend to fly because this is downward pressure on the share price being sold into. Every rise gets sold into. If they clear, it'll fly. And I'm just thinking, do some research on this, please, because, you know, even look at the I'll post the notes on Facebook here. You can read them. Of previous deals done with companies in phase two, like these are, and they're way, way, way above this valuation of where Val is at the moment. So it's worth checking out. Do your own research. You know, it's your risk. It's not mine. You know.
You looked at the technicals on this as well, didn't you?
I did look at the technicals. I love both.
Okay.
Can I tell you why?
Yeah. Okay. I love the bullish reversal. I love last week. So on the 30th of November, we rallied up and we banged our head on the 200-day moving average and couldn't get above it, knocked back. On the 5th of December, 2 days ago, we traded above the 200-day moving average all the way up to 2.5, but we couldn't quite close above it. Now we're smashing through the 200-day moving average. We're at 2.25. As long as we close above sort of 1.9, rock and roll, we should continue higher. There are a couple of pivot levels on the way that we need to worry about, and one of them is going to be 6, the other one is 11.5. But my target for this one, are you ready? The first fib retrace target is 18.77.
What?
I know. And we're at 2. that's a 9 bagger.
Yeah, well, listen, based on the fundamentals alone, if anyone else points out, right, another company going into phase three off the back of positive readouts on phase two, not with, you know, with one drug, let alone two. And I'll buy that as well, invest in that as well, because it's just bonkers. And like I said, you've also got the added combination of convertible loan notes clearing, which had downward pressure on the share price for a long time. This is a bonkers valuation for Vallourec, and I think it'll
breaking through the 200-day. What's really great if you buy it down here, right at the 200-day moving average where we are today, is that if we're back below the 200 moving average, you know you're wrong. Your risk is really low when you do this. But so there are some resistance levels on the way higher. 6 is 1, then 11.5, and then 15, but we should make 18.77. That's the first Fibonacci retrace level, yeah.
Okay, I'm just going
to
post this.
Yeah, I'm starting to think maybe I've been looking at cryptocurrencies for too long, and maybe I'm looking too big. But, you know, I think with AIM stocks and cryptocurrencies, they all have the potential to do this. So... Yeah, some of them aren't good news, but some of them are good news. And that's where the fibs go to. It's been and the only reason for that is it's been such a monster drop. When I look at monthly chart, look where we've fallen from 76 you know, in at the start of what, 2015, mid-2015. So I don't think bouncing back to 18 is that crazy, really, is it? So
no, it's not. Well, I mean, it's you know, the valuations are on it. Marvellous, Nicola, that's great stuff. Have a nice day. And by the way, if you're listening to this, I will publish this blog, and you can see the video of the charts that Nicky Eric talked about here at the blog, which is voxmarkets.co.uk/blog.
Lovely. Lovely. One more day till your holiday, Justin.
Yes, I know. Lovely, isn't it? I do need it a little bit because I, you know, I get a bit warm. Like I say, you, we love our jobs. You know, we love what
I
we
love
do.
The markets.
Yeah, but trouble is because we get so engrossed in it, so you know, we nonstop. After a while, you can feel a bit jaded, and you think, oh, I like it, but I'm wearing my battery's wearing down. So I need a break from it. But you've just assured me that when I go away, I'll probably get ill. Thanks.
No, you won't.
Bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.